Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying this college basketball evening filled with rivalry games to the tilt, notably Duke and Carolina, which I have going on my monitor in the background. At any rate, let's get the show on the road. My name is Scott Burks. I am the creator of the sports blog, The Clown Times. This is the podcast partner called The Clown Hour, and you'll be able to find me on the web at www.theclowntimes.net. That's clown spelled with K, by the way. And you'll be able to find me on my Facebook page, just chilling, doing all types of stuff and having all sorts of fun with followers and fans and whatnot. Go in the search window in the upper left-hand corner in Facebook and do a search for The Clown Times. Again, it's Clown spelled with K. Excuse me. You'll be able to find me there as well. Did I mention it was a basketball night? Because in addition to the rivalry games going on in college basketball right now, there's this whole thing about NBA, hashtag NBA rank that's on ESPN right now. Y'all can check it out. That's the all-time rankings, the rankings of the all-time greats in the NBA. And a lot of people have had some fun with this. Some people were taking turns eviscerating the hell out of the rankings. We'll probably do that this evening. And so to help me break down such rankings and provide our own rankings, is my man. Y'all know him. He's from DR/HBCU Sports and Sleazy Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. The one and only Dwayne Nash. So, Dwayne, brother man, good to talk to you again. How you doing?
Scott, it's always a pleasure. But before we start talking NBA, I have to ask, what do you know about Teacher Moses? My God, Teacher Moses.
Oh, Hey, dude, you should see my iPad. My iPad has three of her songs because I had a mad crush on her for a while. Back in the late 90s. Like, my favorite song from that album, like Complex Simplicity, is Caught Up. That's my favorite song for the whole album.
I'm going to have to tell you some stories. I've seen her twice here in D.C., and both times have been interesting situations. I'll leave it at that.
That's a Facebook conversation right there, brother. And perhaps Twitter, too. So I don't know if she in D.C. now? Is she in D.C.
now?
No, not now. She's from
L.A. She is from L.A., but she's come out to the East Coast several times since I've been back in the D.C. area. Actually, I saw her – what year was that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl? That was 2 years ago, right?
Right. Two years ago. Yeah,
actually, because I remember vividly, it was the day that Seattle beat San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. You like the way I bring that full circle right back to sports, right? So, yeah, I just happened to see her that night. And it was a good nightcap that night in terms of watching that game and then going to that show.
Nice. Well, Teacher Moses is still fine, by the way. So,
my God, Teacher Moses. Whoa, I swear, for God. Man.
There's a God out there. let's just get right to it, brother. Well, you already know about the infamous or famous, depending on your point of view, hashtag NBA rank that's going on ESPN.com right now. It's been going on the entire week, actually. It's an all-star break.
Actually, it's been going on for a month now.
Oh, month. That's right. Yeah, it's been going for a minute. People have been talking about it. And I have my thoughts, but since I'm a gracious host, I'm going to let you take your turn and eviscerate the hell out of this list. Just to recap for everyone out there, here's the top 10 list going from number 10 to number 1. And so, again, it's on ESPN.com. You'll be able to find it on the NBA section. The all-time NBA rank, all-time hashtag NBA rank, number 10, it's Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Number 9, Shaq. Number 8, Tim Duncan, the big fundamental. Number 7, Bill Russell. Number 6, Larry Legend, Larry Bird. Number 5, Wilt the Still Chamberlain. Number 4, the one and only Irvin Magic Johnson. Number 3, LeBron James. Number 2, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And number 1, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. I have my thoughts. I know you have your thoughts, so I'm going to give you the first crack. Give me your thoughts on this top 10 list before giving me your own top 10 list.
Well, the top 10 was rather interesting. As a matter of fact, like I said, ESPN, they've been doing it for about a month now because they actually have a top 100. And it was brought to my attention, oddly enough, Sports Illustrated did their own top 100.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That they released earlier last week. Yeah, it was brought to my attention just last night when I was doing Sleazy Sports. It was kind of ironic that you wanted to do this topic tonight because just last night we did our own top 10. It was kind of ironic because I was in the process of setting up for our show last night when you sent me the message that you wanted to do the same topic tonight. So I was like, wow, so I'll be prepared for tonight because, oddly enough, we've had this discussion once before about top 10 NBA and Mount Rushmore and everything of that nature. And it's kind of interesting, since we've had that discussion before, there's been some slight movement in my top 10. I find ESPN's top 10, since we're really talking about ESPN's top 10, I find their top 10 to be a little interesting solely for two reasons. Number one, of course, being in my personal opinion, they have LeBron entirely too high for me. And number three overall, I will say that LeBron is a great athletic specimen. There is no denying that. At 6'6", 240, 245, and playing the small forward position, basically with Karl Malone's body, as an athlete, he's phenomenal. But there are a lot of things in terms of holes in that dude's game that are shrinking, in my opinion, now. Because I've come on the show multiple times bashing LeBron James, but his performance last year in the NBA Finals is a testament to the direction of he's heading into right now as an individual player. I just want to see if he's capable of churning out some more greatness before his time is up, because he's already been in the league, 10, 11 years now? So we don't have much more LeBron left. But
that's true.
You know, I also find it interesting that they had Hakeem at 10. There were some other players. Oh, actually, Hakeem and Shaq in the top 10. Even though I have Shaq in my top 10, that's kind of a spoiler. I just found it a little interesting they had Hakeem in the top 10 as well. Don't get me wrong, 94, 95, he was the best that was doing it. And probably can be considered arguably top three center of all time. I don't know about 10 if you look at his entire career as a span, but it's just something that we can discuss a little bit later on as well. But wow, you wanted me to give you my top 10?
Yeah, please.
Number 10, I have Tim Duncan. Number 9, I have Shaq. At 8, I have LeBron. At 7, this is going to shock the world. At 7, I have Kobe. 6, I have Bill Russell. 5, I have Wilt. I said it via Twitter. I'm disrespecting him on his birthday. At 4, I have Jordan. Yes,
wow,
I said
four.
It. At 4, I have
wow.
Jordan.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So it's almost easy to see. It's almost easy to see where I'm going with my top 3. At 3, I have Larry Bird. 2, I have Magic. And number 1 all time for me is Big Cat, a.k.a. Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So that's my top 10.
Wow. Let me take the time to comment for a little bit on that. I don't have a problem with you putting Kobe top 10. I really don't. I really don't have a problem with Kobe in the top 10. I would argue he would be in the top 5, but I do not have a problem with him being in the top 10. That number, this was a 7 you said?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, number 7. I don't have a problem with that because Kobe, even though people will argue he got 3 of those rings on the strip with Shaquille O'Neal, but it could be argued that Shaquille O'Neal got the 3 thanks to Kobe Bryant. He has 5 rings. You can't knock his 5 rings. He got 2 of those. Definitely, he has some help too, namely Paul Gasol. But I don't have a problem with that. So Michael Jordan number 4.
Yeah.
Let's touch on that for a minute. I mean, granted, you know, I'm not the biggest Michael Jordan fan in the world. I mean, I grew up a Knicks fan. I hate all things Chicago Bulls, and I really, really hate that guy because not only did he go to Chicago, but he came from UNC. And I'm an NC State alum. I grew up hating the Tar Heels, and I just do not have any love for Michael Jordan. However, quote Stephen Smith, number four.
And I'll explain it in just a moment. I want to hear the rest of your reactions.
Okay, sure. I don't have a problem, and I'm not trying to give you a spoiler for my top 10. I don't have a problem with your top 3. You said that your number 1, of course, was Kareem. 2 is Magic, I think. And what's your 3 again?
Number 3 is Larry Bird.
Larry Bird, okay. All right. Larry Bird, I debated whether Larry Bird should be in my top 5. I really debate, there's so many greats, bro, and you and I are a certain age that we're coming through the 80s, right? So we have all that in our memory banks leading up to present day. And that was tearing at my heart. I mean, Larry Bird, I mean, people like to disrespect Larry Bird and say he was the baddest white boy ever played. Larry Bird is one of the baddest people who played, period. Okay.
Exactly.
He was one of the baddest players, period. I mean, to see what he did, okay, and he won 3 titles, beat Magic once in the finals, beat the Houston Rockets twice in the finals, you know, finished runner-up twice to Magic. But the thing is, to me, he could arguably be in the top 5 on the strength of his legendary trash talking. He was one of those dudes, you didn't know it until you hear people talk about him and he'll have a little smirk about it. He will tell you where he's going, what move he's going to put on you, and that he was going to make it, and most of the time he did. And there's a story, an urban legend goes where, I don't think it's an urban legend because James Worthy confirmed it. Like, because Worthy had to check Larry Bird. That was one of his primary defensive assignments when he was playing. And he said that one time he started counting backwards. Larry Bird started counting back from 46. So basically, whenever he hit a shot, he'd go 44, hit another shot down the floor, 42, hit a 3, he'll say 39, run down the court. Now check this out. This is how tight this was. Larry Bird was only off by 2 points. He scored 48. He scored 48 points. He was only off by 2 points. So, yeah. I mean, keep in mind, Larry Bird is a dude that really got Dr. J to fight him. My man and Dr. J, who's supposed to be one of his boys, to fight him. That's how bad, ruthless Larry Bird was when he came to trash talk. So, yeah. So, I did notice that Did you have Bill? I didn't recall you mentioning Bill Russell in your top 10. Is that true?
Who was that again? I'm sorry.
I noticed that you didn't have Bill Russell in your top 10. Is that true?
Oh no, I have him at number 6.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad. That's just bad hearing on my part.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, but Bill Russell, speaking of which, Bill Russell, I don't want to say he's tremendously disrespected. I think he's the most taken for granted, if that makes any sense. You know, because he won, what, 10 titles in 11 seasons? And, he wasn't the offensive stalwart. I mean, he was the
defensive
heart and soul.
It was 11 titles in 12 years.
Oh, 11, excuse me, 11 titles in 12 years. There you go. But still, I mean, you get my point. I mean, he was one of those guys who, I mean, it's like, sure, he rebounded, but people would assume, oh, yeah, he rebounded. He was defensive stalwart. So what? I mean, they just shrugged their shoulders at him. I mean, it's like, but at the same time, again, he was the leader of those teams. And 11 titles, when you were the focal point, it was 11 titles when you were the focal point. I don't care what era it was. I don't care, you know, that you weren't the offensive juggernaut. I mean, he did it with defense and smart. And I mean, keep in mind, he neutralized Will Chamberlain many of those years.
Exactly.
One of the few people to actually do it. So that has to say something about that. And you know what? I mean, I'll get to it later. I mean, we'll talk about more about stars, superstars who failed to win titles and where we would feel comfortable placing them. Okay, so here, I'm going to give you my top 10 right quick. And
okay.
Glenn, I made this up on the fly. I'm probably going to mess stuff up, but please bear with me if you don't mind. Okay.
Not a problem.
Now, my top 10 is kind of similar to NBA ranks, to ESPN's, but it's a little different. So let me just start. I debated who should go number 10, and, you know, I have to say Hakeem. I think they got the right with Hakeem Olajuwon, number 10.
Okay.
Number 9, what the hell? I'm going to throw it out there. Number 9 was the big O, Oscar Robertson, in my opinion.
Okay.
The only dude who averaged a triple-double for a season. He averaged a triple-double for a season. Okay. Rebounds, points, assists. You can't knock that. Plus, he has a ring. You can't knock that. Number 8 would be Shaquille O'Neal. 7, Tim Duncan. Number 6, Kobe Bryant. Number 5, Bill Russell. Number 4, Will Chamberlain. 3, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. 2, Michael Jordan. Number 1, Magic Johnson. So tell me what stood out for you out of my top 10 rings. What stood out the most for you? I'll give you a hint. Stephen A. Smith talks about him all the time. And he calls himself the king. Dwayne, you still there? Dwayne, let me see. You still there, brother?
There it is. That was my mistake. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had to mute it. Not at all. My mistake. I was saying that I didn't have an issue at all. It was just some a mild discrepancy with your bottom three and where I had those players just outside of my top 10, actually within my top 15, with the exception of Hakeem, who I had at number 16. But, you know, I had Oscar Robertson at 12. Depending upon what day you catch me, 12, 11. So it's almost a tie for me for that number 11 slot with Big O and Jerry West. The one thing keep into, you know, consideration while ranking these players, not only team achievements, but individual accolades and individual team achievements, not just with awards, but statistically as well, and how much of what's the word I'm looking for here? Almost saying a win share, or how much responsibility that individual had within that team in terms of their success. And Oscar Robertson, though he had a lot of stats, the high stats, especially with that 1 year we had, we basically averaged a triple double. The thing that kind of hurt me was he didn't have a lot of individual accolades. He had the 1 year, of course, where
That's
he
true.
Won the title, but then he had the 1 year where he won the league MVP. Outside of that, you know, he really, in comparison to some of the other greats, it wasn't on par. And one thing a lot of people forget, outside of Jerry West just being the NBA logo, if it wasn't for the fact that those he had to go against those Celtic teams, as great as they were, along with Bill Russell, Jerry West could have had a whole lot more titles because he did have to face them several times in the NBA Finals. So who's to say how, you know, what Jerry West mantle would look like, you know, figuratively, if he had a slightly better team, you know, but Jerry West was also a huge offensive juggernaut and actually played defense better than Oscar Robertson did as well. So that's why I kind of have that situation at 11 and 12 between Jerry West and Oscar Robertson.
Well, I was going to say, I was teasing you earlier. I was shooting your tease earlier before you – right before the mute button, read this his own ugly revenge on you. I left out LeBron James on my top 10. I think that ESPN.com grossly overrated LeBron James. Let's face it, the young brother's not done yet. Okay, that's why I'm keeping on my top 10. He's not done yet. He's not accomplished as much as he's going to accomplish right away. Okay, you look at those cats in the top 10 outside of the big O, they have at least two championships. Okay,
they and
Will Chamberlain too has at least two championships. The thing is that I think it would be offensive to those legends to put LeBron James in the top three, let alone the top 10. You know, say I think that you know, he's not done, and the fact that this dude. Like LeBron lost four finals. He's 2-4 in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Okay. He's 2-4. Okay. And I don't want to hear people say that he didn't have any help. Blah blah blah. Look, sure, basketball is a team sport, but basketball is one of the few sports where a person, one guy, could be a difference. One guy could be a difference. Maybe two, but one definitely, at least one guy could be a difference. I mean, there's some of those teams that's won all through the years, didn't have any superstars. Take the Detroit Pistons team, I think, in 2004, 2005, that beat the Lakers in five games. They didn't have any superstars in the team. They smacked the hell out of the Lakers. It was pretty much a five-game sweep, I call it, a gentleman sweep, because – one of those games that the Pistons lost in L.A. went to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they squeaked by L.A. They pounded L.A. Pounded them with no
not
superstars
just that, Josh,
whatsoever.
You got to remember, the Lakers just came off a three-peat and then added Gary Payton and Karl Malone to that team.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, there were high expectations for that Lakers squad. Now, the thing about LeBron – I gave him a hard time for years about it, and I'm like you. Yes, sure, he's 2-4 in NBA Finals. And he had the best record going into that very first final appearance that he made. But I don't think that anyone truthfully believed that they were going to be capable of beating that Spurs team in the NBA Finals that year. And this past year, it was almost a toss-up on whether or not Cavs could beat, the Warriors, and that was solely because of the fact that they were missing Kevin Love. Even with Kevin Love, people thought that this series could go potentially seven. and it almost did, and that's after they lost Kyrie Irving. Outside of that,
right,
it was LeBron James, me, you, your son, and my son in that starting five going up against, you know, the Golden State Warriors in a series where Steph Curry wasn't the best player.
Right.
So, you know, it was kind of remarkable for LeBron to do what he did in that series. That series alone changed my entire view on how I saw LeBron. Now, you're kind of right now, with you bringing up that whole 2-4 record in the finals, kind of makes me rethink me having him at 8 and probably will push him down to 10, but that's probably as far down as I will push him. But
sure,
one other thing that I did have to take into consideration, of course, was a stat that came up with called the peak stats. Basically, their stats were during their best group of years. And normally that year period was about 3 to 4 years. And one of the things that I did realize was during LeBron's peak, he did win two titles. It was a four-year span between 2009 and 2013, where he went off. He won basically his MVPs during that time period. He also won two NBA titles, had four NBA final appearances during that time period. So LeBron was actually he was the best player on the planet at that time. But yeah, you know, there's this one thing about LeBron that I still just can't forgive him for, and they talked about it during the NBA All-Star game when they were doing that whole montage on Kobe. I don't know if you saw it or not, but they showed a moment when Kobe – it was the game, the All-Star game in Vegas, where LeBron was coming down the floor. I think they were behind, and all they needed was a bucket, like maybe a two or three to win it. And Kobe is covering LeBron, and everyone is expecting LeBron to take the last shot, but he passed it. And LeBron and Carmelo both came up to him at the end of the game and said, "Why didn't you shoot it?" It's that whole lack of a shooter's mentality or a killer's mentality that bothers me about him. If you look at all the other top 10 guys, all those other guys had it with the exception
of
him.
They're killers.
And that was a detriment of his. The one series that no one thought that he would lose was the one against Dallas, and that was the one where him not being a killer killed him in the finals. It was basically his detriment where the Dallas Mavericks basically knew that if you double-team LeBron, it's going to force him to do what he wants to do anyway, which is pass the ball to the open guy, and in this case, to shooters who couldn't hit buckets. That's why they went ahead and got Ray Allen the following year to help him get that championship that they almost didn't get against San Antonio.
Exactly.
If not for Ray Allen hitting that bucket in the corner of the floor.
Yeah, and keep in mind that LeBron could have been his name would have been should have been Mud twice, at least twice. And he would have been 1-5 in the. Can you imagine LeBron James being 1-5 in the finals? I mean, think about that for a second. 1-5 in the finals, LeBron James.
They would
top
never
10,
let him hit the
five?
End of it.
No way.
Not in the top.
No way. He's top five.
No way. He would be
top 15
easy. You know who he would start to become comparable to at that moment? You would start talking about LeBron, and rightfully so, actually, in the same breath of a Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, and those guys, where he's slightly above, where he would be slightly above a Charles Barkley, but around that same vein as those three guys and the Oscar Robertson, easily, maybe even slightly below a Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so that's why I can't. I mean, when I saw what ESPN did, I just yelled, "Oh hell no!" Literally, I yelled, "Hell no! Not that high." Not that high, and not the expense of all of a Magic Johnson, and leaving out Kobe Bryant in the top 10? Really?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. When I was told about it, I said they got to be in second. But see, that's the thing. They knew it would bring ire to those who have at least seen and witnessed Magic in his prime to at least be clickbait. And that's exactly what it was. It was clickbait. So it worked. It worked.
Yeah.
I just find it interesting that they had him at three. Sports Illustrated, mind you, Sports Illustrated only had one writer ranking all of the top 100, unlike ESPN, who basically had a committee doing it. And he had him, I forgot who the writer's name is. I will go ahead and I will post the link
Chris Mannix?
On the Clown Time page. But
yes, please.
They had LeBron at
Chris
five.
Mannix?
It wasn't,
who? What now?
It wasn't Mannix. I forgot who it was. It's John something. I can't remember what his name is, though.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
But y'all most definitely posted on your page, on your Facebook page, so your listeners can check it out for themselves as well. But he would most definitely, at 1 and 5, if not for that shot, would very easily be in that conversation of 10 to 15.
Most definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's just no, there's no way. Yeah, we bought a hook, line, and sinker, the dreaded clickbait. But seriously, even if they want to drum traffic, at least do it with some more to come of common sense. LeBron James over Kobe Bryant, number one, I have a big problem with.
Mm-hmm.
With LeBron at number three over Magic and having Kobe in 11 through 15 is a bigger problem I have with it. I mean, come on. But anyway, speaking of Magic, I'm going to tell you why Magic is my top player of all time.
Okay.
Over Michael Jordan. And the reason for me is simple. Magic could play all five positions at a high level.
Very high
level. Play, and he proved that because in his rookie year, remember they went to the finals against the Sixers?
Mm-hmm.
Magic ended up playing center because Kareem got hurt. Dude had 42 points. Mind you, he's a rookie. Rookie season. His first year in the finals, doing it as a rookie, 42 points over 10 rebounds. And I think he had over 10 assists. Playing the five position. Playing the five. He was playing the five.
Yeah.
And it got named rookie. He got named the series MVP as a rookie. The only one who has done it. The only one who has done it. Michael Jordan didn't do that. Michael Jordan could easily play shooting guard. He could play a three real well. He was okay as a point. But he can't play a four. He can't play a five.
Not at
Magic
all.
Magic could play all five positions at a high level and could defend all five positions at a high level. Jordan can't say that.
Jordan can't say? Jordan can't say that he – well, Jordan can't – matter of fact, no one else can say this other than Magic. He's the only person in NBA history with multiple – triple doubles in series clinching games. No one else can say that other than Magic.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's pretty tough. And one of the other things that I took into consideration as well was not only how many league MVPs they got, but the voting. Now, I understand sometimes some people can be media darlings, but sometimes when you have high numbers, in terms of voting, it's an eye opener, mind you. Out of Jordan's five league MVPs, four of them he got at least 90% of the vote. But there was something that Magic and Larry Bird did that Mike couldn't do. Actually, Larry, Michael, and LeBron did that Michael couldn't do, which is get at least 95% of the vote for the league MVP. I understand that Mike had haters, but you trying to tell me at the time from 91 to 98 that there were other players? Well, okay, the one year that Charles Barkley got league MVP, yeah, sure, but I don't think those other years in which Jordan got the league MVP, he couldn't have gotten more than 90%. He could have very easily gotten at least 95% one of those years, but couldn't. I don't know what it was, but Magic, Bird, and LeBron, that was rather impressive for me to see that they were the only guys in my top 10 to get at least 95% of the vote when it comes to league MVP.
Mm-hmm. And plus, what I want to give a quick shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of my favorite players. Outside of him being very conscious off the court, and his documents, his books that he's written, and what was the HBO documentary he had, a PBS documentary he had? I forget what it is, but I heard it's a must see. But
John, what is it? On the Shoulder of Giants?
That, and there's another one too. Yeah, two. That was one of them. But I forget what the second one was. I'll Google and come up with it. But at any rate, Kareem won 6 finals, multiple MVP, all defensive player. He hit his free throws, but all-time NBA leading scorer. But the thing is one thing. He had the most unstoppable shot in NBA history, the skyhook.
Skyhook.
Unstoppable. Unstoppable.
As boring as it was, unstoppable.
Yes. It was unstoppable. So, I mean, it was, to me, choosing among, like, Michael Jordan and Kareem for the 2 and the 3 spot all time, it's like splitting hairs. You know what I mean? Because they have similar careers statistic-wise. But I think that each of them, like both of them, brought their own type of flair to the game. Michael was a high flyer. He was unstoppable. I don't remember anybody who could say that was a Jordan stopper. As well as Joe Dumars would play against him, I don't think he was a Jordan stopper. I do not think he was. And, you know, I mean, granted, the Pistons had the Jordan rules. They stopped him collectively. But I don't think there's any one individual ball player who could call himself a Jordan stopper. And that's why, you know, again, choosing between 2 and 3 behind Magic Johnson as the greatest of all time NBA player, mm-hmm. It's like splitting hairs. And one more thing about the top ten. You mentioned the logo could have more championships. How about Will Chamberlain? Remember all those conference finals he had where he was a member of the Sixers?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, the thing is that he could have and perhaps should have had more than his, what was it, 1 or 2? I forgot. I think he won one in L.A. I think, did he win one in Philadelphia? Yeah, he has two championships.
Yeah, he has
one
two,
in Philly.
Yes.
Yeah, one in Philly and as a Sixer and one as a Laker. So mm-hmm. he should have had more than two. Okay.
Yeah, he played alongside with Jerry West.
Yeah. He played all those years from 68 to 73. I'm looking at the stats right now. But talk about an unstoppable force. He was Shaq before Shaq. Shaq, there was Wilt the Spill. Unstoppable.
Actually, way beyond Shaq, if you look at it. Like, I'm looking right now at, once again, I'm looking at the peak stats that I was capable of pulling up for these two guys. Here's a comparison during their peak years, right?
Right.
Wilt averaged 30.7. Shaq averaged 27.8. Wilt averaged almost 26 rebounds. Shaq almost 12. Shaq averaged more blocks with 2.4 over Wilt's 1.8. But Wilt also averaged 6 assists over Shaq's 4, right under 4, actually. So, yeah, Wilt, during his peak years, was better than Shaq in his peak years. Well, I'm also guessing because he was probably more of a focal point in that offense than Shaq was. And looking at these years, yeah, Shaq's best years, also having Derek Fisher, Watson Valentine and Kobe on that squad as well probably took away from Kobe's numbers, but from Shaq's numbers. Shaq still had great numbers during that time period, but just still weren't as comparable to Will's numbers.
Mm. And that's the thing. Let me just ask you one quick question before I get you out of here. It's probably an ancillary question. Did any other rankings beyond the top 10 shock you, catch you off guard? Because I mentioned that because what I mentioned earlier about Kobe being ranked in from the 11-15 range, I think he was ranked, let me just pull this up right quick. He's ranked 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. all-time list, 12th. I mean, behind the likes of, the Big O and all those folks. But again, he has no business being ranked behind LeBron James. And also, let me see, I got my rankings here. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I'm harsh. I think Curry is ranked too high right now. He's in the top 25.
That's exactly where I was going to go. Now, to go back to your point on Kobe being ranked 12th, not only did ESPN have him ranked 12th, but SI had him ranked 12th as well. And the explanation on Kobe being ranked 12th on SI was hilarious. If you can give me a reason why he should be ranked higher, because he should, please give it to me. Now, I'm like, I can give you multiple reasons why he should be ranked higher, but the fact that you were too scared to pull the trigger tells me something about you, buddy. But, yes, those two picks, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, both in the top 25 already.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's too high.
Wow.
That's higher than Isaiah Thomas. That's higher than Patrick Ewing. That's higher than Kevin McHale. That's higher than Steve Nash. That's higher than Kyle DeGlide.
Yes.
That's higher than Walt Frazier, Bob Cousy.
Good God, yes.
I mean, that's just
insane.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
To put them in the top 25. That's too damn early. Too damn early.
Don't get me wrong. Oh, yes. Yes, the rent is too damn high. But don't get me wrong. Steph Curry is the best shooter in the NBA right now.
That's correct.
But
not even close.
Amnesia. Oh, my God. Where is it coming from this quick that they forgot, like I just said, Steph Curry wasn't even the best player in the NBA Finals last year. Hell,
no.
He wasn't even the best player on his team in the NBA Finals last year. We had to send out an APB. Exactly. We had to send out an APB on Steph Curry for those first two games. But now he's the 21st ranked player of all times? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, dude?
That's a joke.
Exactly.
That's a joke.
And to have him ranked, like you said, over Isaiah Thomas, insane. There's one thing I like to say a lot on our show over at CG Sports.
Yes, sir.
WDP. Who they play.
Yeah.
One thing we can most definitely say about Isaiah Thomas was the fact that he was capable of playing against the likes of a Michael Jordan, of a Larry Bird, and Magic Johnson, and was on teams that beat all three. Hell, you could throw Kareem on that list, too, because Kareem was on that squad with the Lakers. He was on teams that beat those teams. Curry beat a one-man show in LeBron and the Cavaliers. And almost didn't do it. That series almost went to, and that's no disrespect to LeBron James, because he did all he could to almost take that series to seven, and God knows how that series would have turned out had it gone seven. Oh, my God. I'm in the process right now of working on a ranking of NBA teams that have only won one NBA title. I can guarantee you Golden State will probably be in that bottom third, solely based on their performance against a one-man team. Oh, my God. LeBron, they had four guys on that team that shot under 30%. And they almost went seven games with that team. Scott, that's insane. That is
that's
insane.
Right.
And to put that dude
one man team.
Exactly. Kevin Durant, trust me, I love the homie. PG County. Not too far away from where I live.
Your neck of the woods. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I love the dude. I'm glad he comes back home and does what he does for the area. I hope he comes back to play. But the way the Wizards looking, I doubt that very seriously. But to put this dude at 25 over some of the guys that they put him over, insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
And you know what's
very
the worst about that? You know what's the worst about that? Not only did they put Kevin Durant, your boy Kevin Durant, and Stephen Curry above those guys, those aforementioned guys. They put them above Dominique Wilkins, put them above Gary Payton, and worst of all, the biggest sin of all, put them above Allen Iverson.
Wow.
I just slammed my hand on the table of that.
Yeah.
Iverson is in the top 50. He's
I
between 46 and 50. Allen Iverson. The answer. No freaking way. No way. No way. No way.
It's insane.
No way.
And the thing
is
this, God, and this is going to embarrass me with my basketball history. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy. It's I don't even want to say it, but there was the fact that I didn't see him. He played with the Minneapolis Lakers. The great that played with
George
the Minneapolis
Mike.
Lakers.
Mike.
Not just Mike. There was a Paul something. I can't remember what his last name is. I told you I'm embarrassing myself right now on your show, Scott. I don't know how I feel about this. But he should have been top 25 as well. He was in the ESPN top 20, the SI top 25, but not the ESPN top 25, which also, once again, lets me know that these guys don't know much about basketball pre-1960. And it's killer to me when I look at your list and you got guys in the 2010s in your top 25 and nobody from the 1950s in the top 25. Come on, son.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I know what you said earlier about clickbait. That's probably true for the most part. I'm just saying, if you're going to be blowing up a list like this, at least do your homework.
Exactly.
I mean, to me, a lot of these guys that put these rankings together are like prisoners of the moment. They call themselves basketball experts, right? Hell, they hire ESPN. They have to know more than we do, right? But I'm banging my hand on the table again, not trying to do it too much as my mother-in-law's table. To have Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant above the likes of Isaiah Thomas, Dominique Wilkins, you know, and Allen Iverson, Jason Kidd, Patrick Ewing, Clyde the Glide, Walt Frazier, Gary Payton, is insane. And over Reggie Miller is insane.
Yeah.
You know they have Reggie Miller between 51 and 60?
Insane.
That's just criminal. That's sinful. One of the best shooters of all time. Unbelievable.
Steph Curry before Steph Curry.
Unbelievable.
Steph Curry before Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry before Steph Curry, exactly. I mean, he was 51. Come on. Come on, ESPN. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Steph jumps in 20 spots because he wins the title.
Wow.
That's simple.
That's simple. Lord have mercy. Maybe we should pray for them later. Maybe we should do that.
I can lay some hands on them for real, but I don't know if we're going to be in prayer.
I know. Yeah. A few pimp slices of talk powder. But anyway, dude, thanks a lot. This has been fun. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have some more fun on Facebook about this, especially on Twitter with the WS crew. But thanks a lot for taking time to join me, man. That was really fun. Appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me. And, of course, as usual, man, these conversations, especially about the NBA, are always fun with you, brother.
All right. Take care, bro.
You do the same.
All right. Peace out. That's my man, Dwayne Nash, talking hashtag NBA rank with me. Hope you all have fun as much as I did with Dwayne. I mean, this is ultimate barbershop talk. But again, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, over Isaiah Thomas, Dominique Wilkins, and Allen Iverson. Insane. And Reggie Miller. Totally insane. Totally simple. They should be torn and feathered over that list. But anyway, have some fun with it. I know I blew a gasket a little bit. My blood pressure's up a little bit. But thanks for tuning in to Scott Brooks' Clown Hour, 06. Night.